Full potential. It is as we listen in that we begin again to access and to experience our full potential. Our full potential is our Godness within us, each and every one of us. No one is exempt. You are not exempt. It is our expanding beyond the prior limitations of humankind, and it is our remembering of our greatest capacities as universal diplomats, as creators, and as benevolent leaders, by the simple example of our own light, by the simple example of our own light. Here's an excerpt from a book that I am very fond of. I share it with you here for to give you an embodied experience of tapping into your own full potential, which is just like mine. Please enjoy, for this is a delicious ride. Some of us catch fleeting glimpses of what our full potential might be through moments of heroism when our adrenaline flows, like Atlas, a Greek god recognized for his otherworldly physical strength, to perform miraculous feats of impossibility through the power of our body. When all life stills and our mind pierces daily consciousness, and we see a glorious reality which is beyond our life here on this day. A good friend once described to me one of the most profound moments in her life, a moment which was influenced and has been a reference point for every moment which has followed it. One day, a day not unlike any other day, she was standing in a field, and above her, it was as if the sky parted. A halo of opening came into being high above her, and she remembered in that instant who she is, why she is here, who she has come to be, to become. Then the sky closed, and she was once again in the world of upward and downward spirals. Only now, she had seen her map. We all have such fleeting insights. Some of us are sensitive and astute and respectful of them enough to recognize them when they transpire. Others of us dedicate years of our lives in pursuit of them. For others, they go completely unnoticed. In living our full potential, we learn to honor and respect the signals offered to us via our instinct and our intuition. Like flags upon our way, we know these to be our clues, our guidance, assisting us to fine-tune and subtly, sometimes grossly, adjust our course. Just like a ship aiming for a hidden point somewhere beyond the horizon, our instinct and our intuition together are the compass which, when we heed them, point our way. We can await these fleeting, apparently random instants when we know ourselves, when we realize our why. Or we can tune into them. We can enter a quiet place, some call it meditation, in which we attune our awareness predominantly to our inner senses, allowing the stimuli of our outer senses to temporarily wane. When we attune inwardly and we focus with intention upon our full potential, we begin each in our own way to discover, like a once forgotten path being revealed to us in its glimmering light, the radiance of who we are and who we can become. It is through stillness and this honed attention and intention to remembering the nature of our gold at the end of our rainbow that we begin to remember who we truly are. A taste of recognition of our full potential is not always sweet. Some of us yearn for it and greet it with exuberance and celebration. Others of us turn from it, afraid of it. This is the first sign that we have touched near the gauntlet, for our full potential itself is nothing to fear. Touching our full potential is not a conceptual exercise. It is here. It is always here. The treasure, the gold, it is always here. It is our awareness of it and our longing to become it that is so often obscured. Sensing your full potential. Relax in stillness. Allow your body to become heavy in its seat if you are sitting, on the ground if you are lying down. Allow your body to become heavy, its weight sinking into the surface beneath you. Your physiological processes will begin to slow. The electrical currents in your body will begin to quieten. Allow your breath to slow down. You may find yourself drawn to take a few deep breaths, or just allow your breath to slow down. Your breath will sink deeper, deeper into your body, as if it is a thirsty sponge. With each in-breath, it will drink deeply. With each out-breath, it will trust more that the breath will come. And so it will completely, fully release the out-breath out, carrying toxins with it as if they are riding out upon its wave. Your body is relaxed, ever relaxing. Your breath is slow. Your mind is resting. Your heart is softening, gently opening. All is quiet within. Allow yourself, as it begins to unfold within you, to notice information about your full potential. You may feel sensations in your body or see images in your mind. You may hear words internally. You may smell inner aromas or taste inner tastes. Allow yourself to see, to hear, taste, smell, and feel whatever details about your full potential appear to you. Receive them. Notice them. Observe them. Witness them. Allow yourself to step inside of this information as if stepping into a gentle waterfall, your feet in the warm waters of its pool. Drink this information in through your pores into your cells and notice the resonance there as if your cells already know this information. It is you, the waking you, who is remembering it now, as if perhaps for the very first time. Who are you meant to be? How are you meant to be? What qualities of expression are true and inherent to you? What is your role here? Why did you come to this earth? Notice whatever information is available to you. It may be abstract or crystal clear. It may fleet in and out, as if airborne on the wafts of gentle breezes. It may be distinct and lucid. It may feel as if you are receiving it, yet it is landing on an unconscious level, somewhere deep inside of you. Accept it without judgment. Let it be as it is. Savor it. Drink of it. Imprint this experience as if you were taking a kinesthetic snapshot, a sensory snapshot with your inner senses. As if you are branding this experience gently into your being, allowing yourself to receive it. Receive it deeply, and you will remember it when you wake up. Take your time. There is all the time you need and wish for this. Savor it. Drink it in. This is your memory of you. Your memory of you that you are now awakening to. Gradually, gradually become aware of energy in your fingers and your toes. Wiggle them gently. Notice your body beginning to stretch in its own wondrous way, as if awakening from a sleep, awakening sleep. And whenever it naturally arises, allow your eyes to open from the inside out. Keep silent. You are communing with yourself. This is precious. This is worth the greatest value you could ever name. Perhaps journal, sketch or write or paint, or sing, make music, sound, or dance, move in space. Take a few moments to anchor into this physical world, the clues that you have just received, the information you remember about who you are and who you came to be. Keep this memory sacred. Share it with only those whom you deeply trust, only those who are your allies in the upward spiral, in this moment, now. Your sharing of your memory will help them to remember. Their sharing of their memory will help you to remember. Share this precious memory only with those who can withstand its power. For it is light. It is truth. It will purify you until you become real. The gold at the end of your rainbow. The treasure to which your map leads. I beseech you this. I beseech you this.